Governmental powers. At the time the king first gave land to individuals, he decided to reserve or keep some rights for himself and the good of the country. Today, the government retains four rights in our lands. Regardless of who owns property or what type of ownership, the government has these rights in all real property. These rights exist at the local, state, and federal levels. The acronym PETE is a helpful memory aid. Police power is the right of the government to regulate and control the way land is used. The most common example of police power is zoning. Other examples include wetlands legislation, environmental protection legislation, and health and fire codes. Government programs may include water conservation, land reclamation, crop programs, drought relief, and wildlife conservation. Police power can have a considerable impact on the value of property. Changing the zoning of a property to a lower value use is called downzoning. The government is under no obligation to compensate an owner for this, even though the property may suffer a decrease in value as a result. However, the government will not reimburse the owner for any loss of value because it has not taken the land. A change in zoning can result in a non-conforming use of land. This use was permitted under former rules. An example would be an apartment building in an area that was zoned residential multifamily, and the zoning has been changed to R1, residential single family only. If the intended use of a property would violate current zoning, the owners must request a variance, permission to violate the rules. Variances are often requested before construction to avoid violation of the rules. An example would be permission to extend a building beyond the setback or building line. A setback is the amount of space required between the lot line and the building line. The setback can be determined by zoning or deed restrictions. A buffer zone is an area of land separating one land use from another, such as residential from commercial. The buffer zone is located between incompatible uses. It is a transitional use, for example, single family, then apartments, then retail. The apartments are the buffer zone. Another example of police power is building codes. Building codes apply to all types of commercial and residential buildings. All residential structures must conform to the code, whether site-built or modular. Modular homes are assembled from modules built in a factory and delivered to the job site. Manufactured homes, formerly known as mobile homes, are built in a factory according to a nationwide building code administered by the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Eminent domain is the right of the government to take private land for public use. The action of taking the land is called condemnation. Land must be taken for the good of all. Examples of valid reasons for taking the land include schools, parks, hospitals, government buildings, roads, and utilities. When this occurs, the owner is compensated for the land taken. If an individual is not satisfied with the price placed on his property, he may challenge this amount in court. The court will ask for expert opinions from several qualified appraisers before determining fair value. If the government only takes a portion of a property, then the owner will be reimbursed for the portion taken and for any loss of value caused by the land being diminished in size or separated into more than one piece. Easements by condemnation are also allowed under the right of eminent domain. For example, the government may take an easement on a property to run power lines to another property. The government will use the right of eminent domain to take easements for itself, the utilities, and the railroads. Inverse condemnation occurs when a landowner sues the government to force the government to buy his land. Taxation allows the government retains the right to tax real property. When the king first gave individuals the right to own land, it was because land was the primary source of wealth for everyone due to the agrarian-based economy of the time. Those who had land had wealth. In addition, it was impossible to hide land ownership, as opposed to other types of assets. Property taxes are known as ad valorem taxes. That is, they are according to value. The greater the value of the property, the higher the taxes. Taxes create the highest priority lien against property. Unpaid taxes result in an automatic lien and will always be paid first at foreclosure. In the event that the landowner does not pay the property taxes, the land may be seized and sold. Assessed value is property value for tax purposes. The tax rate multiplied by the assessed value will equal the tax payment due. Rates can be per hundred or per thousand, called mills. For example, a $2.50 rate per hundred means an owner pays $2.50 for every $100 of assessed value. A rate of 25 mills means an owner pays $25 for every $1,000 of assessed value. If the local government is providing a benefit to a limited number of property owners, such as curbs or sidewalks in a neighborhood, a special assessment tax may be levied against only those property owners benefiting from the improvement. In a real estate sale with an unpaid balance on a special assessment, the special assessment is usually paid by the seller, but could be prorated at closing. If property is located in a municipal improvement district, the property owner will receive a tax bill, similar to a special assessment, until the improvement is paid for or the improvement district designation is removed. In other words, this can be a temporary or permanent tax. There is a 2-year right of redemption for homestead property sold at a tax auction in Texas, meaning that if a person loses the homestead property due to unpaid taxes, he or she has 2 years to pay the purchaser all expenses and a penalty and regain the land. If the land is not homestead property, the right of redemption is only for 6 months. A broker who is not a registered property tax consultant may legally perform property tax consulting services for single-family residences. He or she can provide this service for free or for a fee. A 30-hour class is required to become an appraisal review board arbitrator. In this role, the maximum fee for this service is $500. Escheat. If a person dies intestate, without a will, and without heirs, the government will take title to his real property under the right of escheat. If a property is abandoned, escheat will also be the solution. The government does not want land to be unowned. Note: single, without children, does not mean without heirs.